the county treasurer is sending those underlying individuals who hold those mortgages notice if the owner did not pay the taxes.
Yeah, well, let me also tell you, I can't say enough good things about the county treasurer. I've got a client right now where she has been working really assiduously to assist my client in terms of avoiding tax foreclosures, because she knows she sympathizes with respect to the circumstances in which they find themselves. So I want to give a shout out to Karen Kaufman, who's the county treasurer. So anyway, but no, there's no requirement, and the law in Michigan is the priority of interest is whoever has the first interest of record. So if there's a mortgage on a property, you're a tenant, and you lease the property, and the property gets foreclosed, the law is that you have no rights. The foreclosing entity gets the opportunity to evict you because your interest is subsequent to the mortgagee's. The mortgagee, of course, can work with the tenant. If the tenant is a good paying tenant, the mortgagee may be just as happy having that tenant remain until they can have a sale. Unfortunately, most mortgage foreclosures, the mortgagee wants the property vacant so they can make certain that it's in good repair and then simply resell it. Because a bank is not in the practice of holding properties for rent. The bank is in the business of holding cash for purposes of earning income, whether it's through loans or purchase of treasury bills or whatever, however they're making money. So.